What's up, you beautiful bastards? Hope you have a fantastic Wednesday. Welcome back to the Philip DeFranco Show, and let's just jump into it. And the first thing we're going to talk about today are the huge updates around the deepfake situation. And deepfakes, if you don't remember, is AI-assisted porn. You would take a regular pornographic film, you would then get a ton of photos of your favorite celebrity or any other person, and then it would look like it was that person in the porn. And while some of the clips looked hilariously bad, the people that actually took their time, they used a lot of high-quality footage, it looked real. Some of the most popular ones included Margot Robbie, Emma Watson, Sophie Turner. And while people have been able to do something similar to this for a while now, it became very popular in the past year and very easy, accessible. There was an app called FakeApp that was created where essentially you just dumped a bunch of stuff in, hit a button, and it would just do it for you. And the update to this story is the ban hammers have come down. After the story blew up, there were many critics condemning these videos. We saw hosting services ban them. Around the time we recorded the first story, GiffyCat, which is one of the most popular ways to share these kind of clips, banned them. This because they say their terms of service allow them to remove objectionable content. At that time, we also saw the chat service Discord cracking down on deepfake chat rooms. And now we're seeing many following their lead. Tuesday, a company spokesperson for Pornhub said, "We do not tolerate any non-consensual content on the site, and we remove all said content as soon as we are made aware of it. Non-consensual content directly violates our terms of service and consists of content such as revenge porn, deepfakes, or anything published without a person's consent or permission." But on that note, a lot of media outlets and people online have been pointing out that deepfakes can still easily be found on Pornhub. Those celebs I mentioned in the beginning of the video, you know, Watson, Delevingne, Turner, Robbie, Natalie Portman, they are some of the top results. It's not like you even have to search that hard. As of recording this video, I literally went to the site, wrote in deepfake, boom, there. It just doesn't look like they're enforcing it very well. Like several of those videos, it's not like they were posted today, this several days ago. And it literally has the name of the thing you said you're banning in the title. That said, they just made this announcement yesterday, so I think we can give them a few days. We also saw Twitter making a similar decision. Unlike other social media platforms, Twitter actually does allow adult content and tweets as long as it's marked as sensitive media. But now they will suspend accounts that post deepfakes for violating its intimate media policy. A policy that states you may not post or share intimate photos or videos of someone that were produced or distributed without their consent. Also, since we covered this last, the deepfake subreddit has blown up until today, where Reddit has now banned the subreddit, saying it was due to a violation of our content policy, specifically our policy against involuntary pornography. And what you've probably noticed at this point, all of these sites that are self-moderating seem to be doing it from the standpoint of consent. And that was one of the big arguments people for and against the use of this technology in this manner had. Some saying it was art, a creative venture, parody, it's defensible by the First Amendment. Others saying, no, you're putting someone in porn. They're not consenting to their image being used in this manner. It's wrong. And so with that said, I'd love to know your thoughts on this situation and all the bans that have come through. I know that when we first covered this story, there were people in three camps, people saying this is horrible, people saying this technology is awesome, and then people in between. Then we have an update on a story we covered back in December around Dr. Disrespect, one of the largest streamers on Twitch. He, of course, came out with that video near the end of the year. He broke character, he admitted to cheating on his wife. He went away for a little while, he then made a promo video, and he is back. And not only is he back, it appears he is bigger than ever. He came back this week, and at the peak of his live stream, he had 389,000 concurrent viewers. And it was a huge success for him. Massive viewership, huge donations. But in the midst of all this, there's another controversy around Dr. Disrespect. And that was pointed out by another creator by the name of Jimmy Wong. Jimmy tweeting, "Here's your venerable Dr. Disrespect, everybody." He clearly thought he crossed the line with cheating on his wife, but racism? Guess he finds that okay. And including this video.
He's gonna, I knew it! China, number one! China, number one! We are all from China! Everyone that I'm fighting is fucking from China because they break, don't know what to do!
I feel like this guy's from China right here. You can just tell, look at him.
They're everywhere! Daybreak! You fucking idiots! You idiots! Wake up! Get him off the server!
Jimmy then following that up saying, just like the dolt Logan Paul, the reason this racist behavior is unacceptable and dangerous is simple. Young and extremely impressionable kids adore these influencers. They learn their mannerisms, they copy them, and they perpetuate them between friends at school and at others. And there are many people that agreed with Jimmy saying that this is racist, it is, for lack of a better word, disrespectful. But we also saw people defending these actions. Some saying it's just a character, others saying that he's mimicking what people were doing to him. Specifically, you'd have Chinese players coming into North American servers and they'd just be screaming at you. And he was just mocking what he had been on the receiving end of. And I mentioned this update in this story for two specific reasons. One, I'd love to know your thoughts on the second part. Is it racist? Is it wrong? Does the context protect it? And two, based off of what we've seen over the past few months, if you have a scandal, and it can be a very negative scandal, it's great for your career. I'm just waiting for someone to mix the main three that we've seen recently. If you need a big bump, hey, I'm talking to you, YouTube creator, Twitch streamer, you need to cheat on your wife while saying something either racially insensitive or just plain out racist in front of a dead body. Then take a little vacation, come back, profit. Also, for any of the stupid people passing through, that is obviously a joke, but I still want to pass the question off to you. What is your takeaway from this whole situation? But from that, I want to share some stuff I love today, and today in Awesome, brought to you by Phil.Ting.com. Ting, of course, fantastic. Pay what you actually use. No BS fees, admin charges, contracts, mobile phone service. Ting, of course, a longtime sponsor. They have saved many people from the nation a lot of money. The average Ting customer spends just $23 a month for their one device. And so if you want to check it out, you want to see how much you could be saving, go to Phil.Ting.com, and if you sign up, you'll get $25 in Ting credit. And the first bit of awesome is we got a Deadpool 2 trailer, both in the movie version and the toy version. Then we got the official trailer for season 2 of Jessica Jones, finally. Then you had YouTube vlogger, Instagram star Will Smith, maybe you've heard of him before. He put out a video where he did a parody of his son's music video, and it was everything I didn't know I wanted. Then, for some reason, Michael Shannon put out a video where he put a little more than $2 in his nose. Because why not? And the last bit of awesome is actually you guys. I kind of skim over these milestones, but we just, in the past week, passed 6 million subscribers, so thank you to everyone that hit the subscribe button and then didn't hit unsubscribe. But also, it's been a fantastic year for us. I also want to thank the around 1.5 to 2 million people who come back here every day to watch my stupid little show. Also, a big thank you to everyone that supports us over at DeFrancoElite.com. You are our core, you are our safety net. That said, this is just a moment to appreciate the situation, appreciate you, and then right back to work. And remember, if you want to see the full versions of everything, I just shared the secret link of the day, anything at all. Links, as always, are in the description down below. Then, I want to talk about this situation with Justin Trudeau, of course, the Prime Minister of Canada. So there was this moment recently at a town hall where a woman is asking him a question, and this happens.
Maternal love is the love that's going to change the future of mankind. So we'd like you to look
We like to say people kind, not necessarily mankind, because it's more inclusive.
There we go, exactly. Yes, thank you.
And the reaction to this moment was mixed. There were some people, like those who cheered in the crowd, that were like, yes, man being used for all is wrong. We should go as gender neutral as possible. There are groups of people out there that are angry that man is used for everyone. So much so that there are some women who spell women with a Y at the end. Others saying that he was rude, that he was mansplaining to this woman that she should be using something that's gender neutral. We also had people pointing out that in Old English, man was actually gender neutral. Males were known as wormen, females were known as wiffmen. I will say, personally, the idea that someone could be offended by the term mankind or human, I find it to be ridiculous. Like, if I was talking about the future of mankind and someone corrected me and was like, before you finish talking, we prefer people kind, it would be very hard for me to not tell that person to go fuck themselves. It's that level of pushing political correctness that personally has pushed me more and more from the left to the right. That said, there were still a good number of people that were happy that their prime minister said this, but what was very confusing is the update to the story. He's now saying that that moment was a joke.
I made a dumb joke a few days ago that seems to have gone a little viral in the room on the people kind comment.
And he also said that it played well in the room, but out of context, it didn't look so great. And if you look at the full video before the 22 seconds that has been going around like crazy, you have this woman kind of going on a rant about power of women, God the mother, womanly love. Then near the end, she comes back to mankind, so I guess that was the joke. But at that point, the story seemingly changes from Trudeau, what he meant by it. It's not even that. It was the reception. And so with that said, with the newer information, does that change your mind on the situation? Also, what do you think in general? And then let's talk about updates around the Cape Town water crisis. Day zero still coming up. Day zero is what the government's calling it when the water storage drops to 13.5%. At that point, they're going to turn the taps off to everywhere except hospitals and other vital locations. And at that point, while the city won't literally run dry, 10% of the water is unusable. And as far as the rest, the plan is to set up 200 water distribution sites throughout the city that will serve 20,000 people each. And even then, residents will be limited to 25 liters of water per person. Well, where we last left off, January 22nd, day zero was supposed to be April 12th. Then on January 30th, thanks to a small drop in water usage, it was pushed back to April 16th. And the news that we're getting today is the projection for day zero has been moved to May 11th. And this appears to be for multiple reasons, but primarily due to the drop in water usage for agricultural purposes. In a statement, Cape Town Deputy Mayor Ian Nielsen said the drop in agricultural water usage gives Cape Town and some of the other municipalities hope. But importantly, we need to get our consumption down to 450 million liters per day to prevent the remaining water supplies running out before the arrival of the anticipated winter rains. We cannot accurately predict the volume of rainfall still to come or when it will come. We've also seen the other great news that multiple regions in South Africa have stepped up and donated about 1 billion liters of water to Cape Town. Additionally, this week we saw a collective of fruit growers in South Africa's Overberg region begin to release 7 to 10 million cubic meters of water. That could be as much as 2.6 billion gallons of water from their private dams to help Cape Town. And that's fantastic because that amount of water is expected to help for 20 days. We've also seen individuals step up. We saw a woman start an organization called Water for Paw
pause.
They take water donations for Cape Town's animal shelter population from all over the country. I'll include a link down below if you want to donate. But still, despite all of these bits of good news, things still look bad. The dam levels for Cape Town still are dropping. They currently sit at just 25% capacity. And the city is going to have to try and stretch all of that water to be able to last till June, when hopefully the heavier rains come, but you never know if it actually will. We're talking about South Africa here. It's one of the top 50 driest countries in the world. And we can't necessarily expect the same kind of recoveries we've seen in the past in situations like this now. And I say that because a NASA study found that drought recoveries are taking longer and longer and are expected to become more severe and frequent this century. So the question becomes, not only can Cape Town survive this, can they survive what they're going to experience over the next 10 years? Also, what other cities are we going to potentially see have this same crisis in the near future, and what can cities do to prevent this? We need to be asking these questions and getting those answers. And then let's talk about the impending government shutdown in the United States that may not actually come to be. Without a budget bill signed in the House and Senate by tomorrow night, the government will begin to shut down again. But we've seen some moves over the past 24 hours that makes it seem very likely that is not going to happen. Now, the first thing we saw yesterday, the House passed a short-term spending bill that would keep the government running for another month. Now, a short-term bill, of course, not ideal. It's kind of kicking the can down the road, where you're going to have the same potential problem in a month. And while that stopgap bill from the House is technically going to the Senate today, it is very likely going to die there. And the reason for that is Senate leaders have now announced their own bipartisan deal, one that would actually fund the government for 2 years.
I'm pleased to announce that we have reached a 2-year budget deal to lift the spending caps for defense and urgent domestic priorities far above current spending levels.
The Senate plan reportedly increases the limits for defense and non-defense spending by almost $300 billion. The bill reportedly includes disaster relief funds for Puerto Rico, Texas, and Florida, $6 billion to fight the opioid crisis, a $131 billion increase for programs important to the middle class, $20 billion for infrastructure, $7 billion for community health centers, $4 billion for Veterans Affairs hospitals and clinics, $5.8 billion for the Child Care Development Block Grant. The deal would also extend CHIP for 10 years. Both Democrats and Republicans seem to be in favor of the cap increase in the bill, and we had Schumer announcing that a vote on this bill would come later this week. Now, could this somehow still fail? Yes. Well, of course, we do often see people voting down party lines. That's not always the case. For example, House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi announced this morning that she won't support any Senate bill unless Paul Ryan commits to vote on an immigration deal. And immigration in general and a deal for DACA could also be something that holds this back. We had Trump yesterday saying immigration and border security needed to happen, otherwise he welcomed a shutdown.
If we don't change it, let's have a shutdown. We'll do a shutdown, and it's worth it for our country. I'd love to see a shutdown if we don't get this stuff taken care of. So we have to strengthen our borders, not by a little bit, but by a lot. And if we have to shut it down because the Democrats don't want safety, and unrelated but still related, they don't want to take care of our military, then shut it down. We'll go with another shutdown.
So the question becomes, what will the president think about this bipartisan deal? If he doesn't like it, he says he'll veto it unless it addresses specifically his concerns, then you need a different number of votes. Also, the question becomes, how many Republicans will agree with Trump here, and can it pass the Senate? Can it pass the House? And on the other side, will there be more Democrats like Pelosi? We just have to wait and see what happens. But at the very least, what we can say is, for the first time in a while, it seems that even if it's just minimal, it appears that there are actually people in Congress from opposite sides that are willing to make a compromise. But once again, it could fall apart, and I'd love to know your thoughts on this. And that's where I'm going to end today's show. And remember, if you liked this video, you like what I'm trying to do on this channel, hit that like button. If you're new here, hit that subscribe button. Make sure you don't miss these daily videos, which actually, if you did miss yesterday's show, you want to catch up, click or tap right there to watch that. Or if you want to see today's brand new behind-the-scenes vlog, click or tap right there to watch that. But that said, of course, as always, my name's Philip DeFranco. You've just been filled in. I love yo faces, and I'll see you tomorrow.